U.S. Trade Representative Darcy Vedder made an informal appearance at the American Farm Bureau annual meeting in San Diego Sunday and stopped to answer some trade-related questions from the media. First, Vedder was asked about the Trans-Pacific Partnership negotiations and Japan's desire to exempt a variety of agricultural products from the agreement.
First of all, I think we're continuing to make progress in our negotiations on the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and we have a ways to go. We're at that point where there's really hard issues that remain at the table, but we're making progress, and we continue to work very hard, both with our Japanese partners and others, to find a way forward that will bring real value to U.S. ag. And I think we'll see a strong agreement on the table at the end of the day. Every single country at the table, Japan, the United States, others, have their own domestic processes that they will have to go through in order to ratify their agreement at the end of the day.
Vedder says she's hopeful that Congress will get Trade Promotion Authority approved this year.
On the TPA front, we're very encouraged by statements made by the new both House and Senate leadership about moving TPA forward. President Obama's made very clear that this is a priority, and there have been good discussions, and we hope to see that legislation going forward very soon this year.
Vedder talked about what the next steps have to be for more normalized trade with Cuba.
Certain restrictions on the financing of products from Cuba have been lifted that should make it easier for us to do business with them, but Congress, of course, would have to fully lift the embargo to move forward. So we're looking at, I think there's some opportunity now for agriculture to have some better relations or more opportunities in Cuba, but we still have a ways to go.
Finally, Vedder says moving U.S. beef in China is a priority for the administration, and they're also working on a pathway toward biotech trait approvals for trade with that country.
We were very pleased to see that China did approve the Viptera trait and unblock what had been a serious restriction on our exports of both corn and dried distillers grains. Pleased to see that, but we do think that there are some improvements that could be made to China's regulatory system that would allow their approvals of biotech products to be more timely, predictable, and to make sure that those approvals are based on science. One of the outcomes of the JCCT meetings we had in Chicago in December was to start a larger dialogue on strategic agricultural innovations, and that includes innovations in technologies like biotechnology. So we look forward to cooperating with China going forward to see if there are ways that we can both make advances in how we approve and adopt agricultural innovation.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.